And in this month's edition of Organ First Radio, a chance to hear some recordings of resident electronic and theatre pipe organ installations. With the sudden news of the death of Jasper Sanfilippo, well known for his music collection Sanfilippo Place de la Musique, with its collections of music boxes, automatic pianos and orchestrions, as well as antique locomotives, circus carousels, slot machines, penny arcades, and of course, not forgetting the world's largest theatre pipe organ, I put together a collection of other such residence organs, although, to be fair, none approaching the 80 ranks of that beauty. Some 50 years ago, South African organist Dean Herrick sent me some recordings that he'd made on the 3-manual 17-rank Wurlitzer from the Metro Theatre Johannesburg, and which was installed in his house. After his passing, it was reinstalled in the Civic Theatre, Witbank, Mufulanga province, and here's Dean to play the delightful Kashmiri song. The Kashmiri Song, a 1902 song by Amy Woodford Findon, who later set to music four Indian love lyrics, and of which the Kashmiri Song emerged as the most popular, quickly becoming a drawing room standard and remaining popular until the Second World War. It was performed there by Dean Herrick, whose very name lives on via the annual Young UK Theatre Organist of the Year competition, where a large silver cup is presented to one of the entrants considered to have made the most musical progress or who has made the greatest contribution to the theatre organ cause in the past 12 months. This year's competition will be held on the Fentham Hall, Compton, on Sunday, the 12th of July at 2 p.m. Someone who's actively associated with that event and is also one of the founder members of the London chapter of the American Theatre Organ Society is Len Rawl, himself, until recent times, the owner of a large Wurlitzer organ that came from the Empire Leicester Square. Some years ago, hearing a snazzy little tune by composer Les Reed, titled Imogen, Len acquired the music and committed it to tape, back in the days when cassettes were all the rage. Imogen, played there by Len Rawl. Now, some years before Len acquired his Wurlitzer, his father Les had purchased the Wurlitzer from the Granada Walthamstow and installed it in his North Holt home, and where, In 1976, Robin Richmond was invited to make an LP on it, and it included this tune, The Way You Look Tonight. The unmistakable bouncy style of the old organ grinder himself, Robin Richmond, at the former Granada Walthamstow Wurlitzer, as and when owned by Les Rawl. Let's move away temporarily from residence theatre organs for a moment and hear the George Wright Allen signature designed organ, owned by Ray Springthorpe and played by a lady who we usually associate with electronic organs such as the Yamaha. Equally at home on theatre-style instruments, here then is Gene Martin to play two numbers, Singing in the Rain and Sweet Gingerbread Man. Thank you. Singing in the Rain and Sweet Gingerbread Man, played there by Gene Martin. Now, one of the first residence organs, although to be fair, not actually installed in a residence, but in a building developed from a converted underground shelter in the rear garden of Dormston House in Sedgley, Birmingham, which was the home of Mr. Alan Hickling. The year was 1957, although the organ was of 1930 vintage and installed in the City Cinema, later the Gaumont Leicester. At the time of this first commercial recording on it by Brian Sharp, the instrument was 10 ranks in size and had an added xylophone, electronic string bass and an upright piano. From that LP, titled Whirl It's a Wonderland, Brian Sharp finds himself in a little Spanish town. Little Spanish Town, played there by the late and great Brian Sharp. Now, when it comes to UK residence organs, I'm pretty sure the organist who first put his on a riser lift was Ronald Curtis, who, for a great many years, presented Sunday afternoon concerts at the Paramount Organ Studio, his home in Darcy Lever in Bolton. The hybrid Compton was used for a number of recordings, and at a later date, Ron added a Conn electronic organ, a Steinway grand piano, and the Compton from the Regal Cinema in Gateshead to the lineup. Here then is Ronald Curtis at the 3-manual 7-rank Compton playing the signature tune that for many years heralded an organist who played many a concert there, and his name was Ernest Broadbent. Thank you. For You, played there by Ronald Curtis at the former Paramount Organ Studio, Regal Gateshead Organ. One can only hope that both the organs will one day again be featured in concerts. Down Under in New Zealand, an enthusiast by the name of Ron Piercy has a studio in which is installed a lovely Rogers 360 three-manual electronic theatre organ, on which fellow countryman Barry Brinson made a couple of recordings some years back. From one of them, this is his Console Riser selection, and it comprises of Sing Alleluia, Zippity-Doo-Dah, When You Wish Upon a Star, and I Know That You Know.
Thank you.
Barry Brinson taking the console down at the end of his console riser up selection. Two theatre organ residency organs next, one well-known, the other not so. George Wright was a perfectionist when it came to building his organs, which utilised the very best pipework that he could buy. And so from his album Nifty 50, here's his take on Cumana. George Wright and Cumana. From a well-known and recorded organ such as that to one again that, to my knowledge, only features on one commercial LP made by organist Jeff Barker. It was he who sent me this recording made at the Long Island home of organ builder Peter Schabel. The organ, a 23-rank instrument, came from Lowe's Valentia Theatre in Jamaica, Long Island. And it was Jeff who had his tape machine to hand and recorded famous organist Lee Irwin at this open house console session, which therefore does account for the occasional voices heard in the background. Nevertheless, I hope you'll enjoy hearing Lee Irwin play Blue Moon and I'll See You in My Dreams. Thank you. Back in the United States came along an organist, pianist and composer by the name of Buddy Cole, who installed a combination of Wurlitzer and Robert Morton pipework into what he christened his Whirly Morton. Few people got the chance to commercially record it, but one young lady was pint-sized Anne Leaf, who laid down 11 tracks, one of which was the tango titled Inspiration. Inspiration, composed by tango violinist, composer and orchestra director Peregrino Paulas, played there by Anne Leaf. Aldilar, or Beyond, to use the English translation, was the song chosen as the Italian entry in the 1961 Eurovision Song Contest, and I came across it on this rare recording of a residence organ in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, made by Leroy Lewis. To my knowledge, it is the only commercial recording made on the organ, which was sold many years ago, and although I have tried several sources to find out of its whereabouts, all have come to dead ends. Anyway, I hope you'll enjoy hearing it, with Leroy Lewis playing Aldilar. Thank you. When it comes to residents' electronic organs, one of the, if not the most original installations, has to be that of the Magic Organ, which was designed and built by Dutch electronics engineer Jaap Keizervaart. Fellow countryman Cor Steen loved recording it so much, and indeed made the majority of his later recordings on it. This is a selection of lovely tunes from the film High Society.
Thank you.
Some beautiful tunes there from the film High Society, played by Corstein. At the head of the show, I mentioned the passing of Jasper Sanfilippo and the amazing 80-rank organ that is but just one of the many musical attractions at the Sanfilippo Place de la Musique. So, to close out this month's show, I hope you'll enjoy hearing a couple of contrasting numbers recorded on it by Australian organist John Giasci. The first is the Boulevardia, which was composed by fellow organist Frederick Curzon, and that'll be followed by Spring Fever, which originally started out life as a piano novelty piece. And so, what better opportunity than to feature the upright piano that forms part of this amazing instrument. But first, here's the jaunty Boulevardia.
Thank you.
Concerto with the Boulevardia and Spring Fever, played by John Giasci on the beautiful Jasper Sanfilippo Residence Organ. That's the end of this month's Organ First radio show, which I do sincerely hope you've enjoyed. Join me again for a new edition in April, and don't forget, you can always catch up on all the Organ First programmes in our archive section, any day, any time, anywhere. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, as ever, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.